The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Dave Wall, Managing Director of 88 Energy. The ticker there is 88E. Dave, thanks for joining me.
Thanks for having me, Justin.
Now, you've got a couple of questions there submitted by shareholders of the company, and we'll dig into that in a bit. Before we do, as always, Dave, because it's always changing, for people not familiar with 88 Energy, can you, you know, just summarise the business, please?
Yeah, thanks, Justin. We are an exploration company operating on the North Slope of Alaska, targeting two main plays. One is an unconventional play in the shale, and one is a conventional play, both of which have very large potential. And we've drilled a few wells, you know, in the last few years. We're yet to hit the big time, but we think the next one, which is coming up soon, should be the one.
Excellent stuff. And how far off is that, hopefully?
We'll spud the well in February of next year, so around 6 months.
Yeah. Okay. First question. Explain the recent deal you did and the deal itself.
Yeah, so we set out to farm out the conventional potential on our acreage because it takes a little while to build that up. So we shot some 2D seismic and then some 3D seismic. We worked up what we thought was something that was pretty compelling, and we went to the market, being the industry, not the equity markets, and we showed it around, and we managed to land a deal with a UK company, actually, Premier Oil. Mm-hmm. Who we think are a very good partner. So just explaining the deal very briefly, you know, our acreage is split, the main part of our acreage, into three areas. 40% of that is in Area A in the west. 60% of that will go to Premier in exchange for them funding an exploration / appraisal well for $23 million. They also have an option for an additional 50% of another 40% of the acreage, which is probably going to be the eastern part of our acreage, by spending $15 million. So that $15 million is pretty much the cost of drilling a well if you're near the road and you don't have to build a long ice road. So you could say it's the equivalent of a two-well deal for less than 50% of the total acreage. And importantly, this does not include any of the rights to the shale. So this is just the conventional potential, and the shale is, you know, in the conventional, a roughly 50-50 split of a total resource potential of over the project. So, you know, a very good deal for 88E and its shareholders. Possibly not readily apparent, some of the nuances of the deal, and because there was minimal cash up front, we did need to do a small capital top up, which we recently completed successfully, and we won't need any more cash prior to drilling in the first quarter of next year.
Yeah.
And then just finally, you know, we retain 30% of the potential in the Area A, which is the western part, and all the rights to the shale. And we'll also be operating the first well, which is called Charlie One, which we've kind of discussed. And that is targeting very large potential in seven stacked horizons of 1.6 billion barrels recoverable, which is about 480 million barrels net to us. So, and probably the last thing I'll say is that, you know, significantly, this is not pure exploration. A large proportion of that potential is actually in reservoir that has proven to be oil bearing in a nearby well that we consider to be bypass pay. Yeah. There is, of course, still some risk. However, it's a lot lower than pure exploration.
Okay, excellent stuff. All right, so you've had quite a few shareholders contact you in regards to the deal there, ask you questions about it. So, go on, crack through them, Dave, if you could.
Okay, so there's this kind of four kind of key questions that I've been asked a few times, and they're semi-related. Why didn't you get cash up front with the deal? Well, there's a relatively simple answer, and as most people will understand, you don't get something for nothing. So for us to get cash up front for the deal, we would have had to give away something in exchange. So we would have had to give away, you know, potentially a 10% increase working interest to, you know, the farminee, which we weren't prepared to do. Also, which hasn't really turned out to be the case, we thought that the deal was really good and we get an uplift in the share price, and raising a little bit of money, which is all we needed, would probably be at higher levels than what we ultimately did. But we ended up with either a cynical response to the deal because people thought we needed to raise money, or perhaps it wasn't well understood. But regardless of that, you know, we have raised the money now, and undoubtedly the better option, both in hindsight and, you know, prior to the deal being done, was to raise a small amount of capital and retain the increased exposure to the upcoming well.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, why didn't you do a deal with a major? Well, you know, doing a deal with a major has pros and cons. They may commit to spending more money via, you know, three or four wells or something like that, but usually there'll be options and, you know, almost guaranteed they would have wanted to defer the timeline. So instead of drilling next year, we would have been drilling in 2021. You know, majors have very different timelines. You know, you can be a small project in the seriatim of their much larger portfolio. They typically want a greater working interest and are less likely to split the asset base. They'll want everything. You know, you won't have an area A, B or C. It'll just be the whole project, and the HRZ would have to be thrown in as well. Yeah. You know, the deal that we ended up doing is good because Premier's really only interested in conventional, which means we retain the rights to the HRZ, the shale. They're also proven oil finders, but they don't have unlimited resources, you know, so they have to be picky about what they enter into. And they also are a bit more flexible in terms of us being able to retain operational control for the first well, and they're aligned on the timeline. You know, they want to get this done quickly, as do we. And of course, the cultural fit is pretty solid, unless you start talking about cricket or rugby, of course. But very rarely will you get all of those things with a major or any of them. So that's, you know, why we think the deal we did and the partner we ended up dealing with is ideal for us.
Yeah, yeah.
And then just quickly going through the last couple, are we still targeting a farm out on the HRZ this year? Well, I mean, when we think about this, and this might not be a view that everyone shares, you know, we are testing the HRZ, and the deal that we've done actually does get a well drilled into the shale, except the only difference is we haven't given away anything for that privilege. So I'm not sure how you can do a better deal than that. So effectively, we have farmed it out, but in a way that allows us to collect additional data, which is required for the bigger farm out, of course, that we are targeting at some stage, but we haven't had to give any of it away.
Yeah.
So that's, you know, that's the goal, right? And then finally, why did we raise money recently? You know, we did have some cash in the bank. And yeah, that's right. We probably could have eked it out. But if you're going to be prudent, we still have to pay our share of rental costs for the acreage and the interest on the debt we've got, you know, which is offset by a much larger receivable. So we have a net inflow coming at some point in time. But until then, we have to service that debt, which hopefully should be resolved in the near term, as there is a court decision being handed down in Alaska related to the state issuing a bond to pay back the debt that is owed to the oil companies. And also we need a little bit of a buffer just in case the well goes over budget. You know, to date we've drilled three wells. They've all been on or under budget, so hopefully that will continue. But it's always prudent to manage the balance sheet.
Yeah. I mean, the worst time to try and raise money is when you desperately need money, isn't it, really?
Yeah, that's right. And I mean, unfortunately for us, I think people looked at us as if we were desperate and, you know, the share price got marked down pretty heavily and, you know, the price at which we raised was pretty unappealing for me personally as a large shareholder. However, it's done now and I think, you know, the only way is up from here.
Yeah. Okay. So give us a sort of timeline of events and milestones, hopefully, Dave, over the next 3 to 6 to 12 months, if you could.
Yeah, so really it's a six-month timeline because that's when the drilling is going to occur. So we'll sign execute a rig contract within the next month or so. Then we'll see the major permit approvals coming through. Many of these are amendments to existing permits that we did a while back over the next couple of months. And then you'll see mobilization first construction of the ice road in December, then mobilization of the drill rig in mid to late January, then drilling will start in February, roughly a 30-day drill program, and then there'll be wireline logging and sidewall cores and things like that. And then we'll do a frack and a flow test, a small frack and a flow test on the deeper target, the Turek. And that gets us through to around mid-April.
Excellent stuff.
And then hopefully, you know, we'll be popping champagne corks, but we'll have to let the well do the talking.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so three reasons then, Dave, if someone's listening right now, likes the progress you're making, but are not yet following the story, give them those three quick reasons why they should hit that follow button on your page and add you to their watch list, please.
Well, we're drilling one of the biggest wells going around within the next 6 months. 1.6 billion barrels is nothing to sneeze at. We're Oil Search, who recently entered the slope, paid around $3 per barrel for discovered resource. Mm-hmm. Not far away from us, and that was when the oil price was $40 a barrel. So it's now closer to 70 with all the recent happenings in Saudi Arabia. We have 480 million barrels net to us in this well. So if you do the math, we're talking about well over $1 billion, in potential value uplift versus a current market cap of only around $60 million. Mm-hmm. We're free carried into the drilling by a technically astute partner. That's a good fit for us, but we've been able to retain operational control and the rights to the shale play. And this is not an exploration, it's appraisal drilling for the most part. And whilst it's still risky, we're talking a much lower relative level of risk by comparison, particularly to any of our previous wells, but the upside potential remains at the upper end of the scale. So, for us, this is a well that we've been working 4 years towards drilling. And whilst we're working up the shale play at the same time, and that's an important part of the portfolio, this conventional well that we've been working towards, we haven't actually been able to do until now, because it just takes that long to build up and work up a decent conventional prospect.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Dave, thanks for that update, fella. And hopefully, like I say, busy next 6 months, so hopefully we'll be catching up in the not-too-distant future. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Justin. Appreciate it.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.